Let's get it. It's a tremendous chiddush that we want to bring out in Kisavo Lamaisa. In the notion of being a person that's involved in the Hakaras HaTov Lamaisa, being involved in the Hakaras HaTov in a very strong way. The mitzvah of Bikurim is a tikkun for the chet of the Meraglim, says the Gaon Rav Nachman Zemba, because the Meraglim didn't understand the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael, such a chutzpah what they did. And Rav Nachman Zemba says, you look in the Mishnah Bikurim, it says you take the fig, and you take the grapes, and you take the pomegranate. Those are the exact things used in the pasuk that the Meraglim brought back, because they didn't use it properly. They were kafui tov. They were kafui tov, says the Menorah Savrom. The Sefer Menorah Savrom. And that's a terrible thing. Hashem wanted to give us here, so as a gift, and we wanted to throw it in his face, Rachman al Islam. The mitzvah Bikurim is the Akaras HaTov. And I want to just close with another Shiddush in Akaras HaTov. And that is, there are certain times, two Shiddushim very quickly, there are certain times where someone might help you when they intended on hurting you. Something turned out good for you even though they intended on hurting you. Do you know you have to say thank you to the guy? Even if, as long as he won't punch you. But somehow you have to try to muster up a time where you say thank you even though he intended hurting you. The Shogun. Where do you find this? Moshe Rabbeinu leaves Midian. Leaves Mitzrayim, goes to Midian, and the Bnei Sisra at the well. He helps them. They're being made fun of. They're being tortured. And the Bnei Sisra go to their father and say, Ish Mitzri saved us. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu chimed in and said, don't thank me. Thank the Ish Mitzri that I killed. Thank him. Because I killed him, I had to flee to where? I had to flee to Mitzrayim. I had to flee to Midian from Mitzrayim. So don't thank me, thank him. Isn't that amazing? Pashut Pshat is that they were telling their father that an Egyptian man helped us, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu. No, Moshe Rabbeinu chimed in and said, no, don't thank me, thank the Ish Mitzri. He's dead already. But you have to thank a person. Hashem orchestrated that. Through that, he became the leader of Klal Yisrael. He matured. Muscle of Adar Doma. Was it wild, donkey bit someone and he's a terrible cut. He's getting infection. He runs to the lake to clean it out. He sees a baby drowning there. Rachman al Islam saves the baby. The family says, sir, how can we thank you? He says, don't thank me. Thank the wild donkey. That is the chiddush of Hakaras HaTov. Hashem orchestrated a good thing happened even though the guy tried to hurt you. You must say thank you to him. And the last shot that I want to say now, we got Dav Mincha, is that Hakaras HaTov is so powerful, it allows you to reinterpret the Dvar Hashem. If you remember in Parshas Matos, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to obliterate Midian. What does he do? He appoints Pinchas to be the general. Now, last time I checked, if Hashem tells you to walk across the street, you do it. If he told Moshe Rabbeinu to wipe out Midian, why does he appoint Pinchas? Moshe Rabbeinu says to himself, how can I obliterate a nation that I grew up as a leader of Klal Yisrael? That's a kafui tov. Not acceptable. Must be, Hashem is telling me, see to it to get it done. You don't do it yourself. Point a shliach. Have you ever had the audacity to reinterpret for Hashem? The license to do that? If Hashem would tell me to get angry or be a Baal Gaiva, I would do it. But if Hashem tells you to be an ingrate, it cannot be. You must reinterpret it. It's the only meeting, says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that you have the license to reinterpret it. Hashem will never tell you to be an ingrate. Because Hakaras HaTov is the binyan av of all midos. To be a good person, a ben Torah, everything must emanate from that. And that's why Bikurim are the tikkun, the appreciation, Eretz Yisrael, the Meraglim, they just did away with it. This whole mitzvah Bikurim is how much we've got to be makpid on this notion of Hakaras HaTov all the time, chazuring it, reflecting it. Did I say thank you? Did I mean it honestly? Did I mean it sincerely? That's really what it's all about.
as we said this morning, that's what the word Yehudi. So may Hashem give us that siyata d'shmaya to be very successful in all areas, but it will start from this area of Hakaras HaTov. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. On Sunday, guys, please, everyone be here. It's a Sunday. Wait, one second.